Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor. And whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Janice Branscombe.
Thank you. And if you will give me just one moment to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up, it will take just a moment. And so that I can see if I was sent over the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
658 North Vine Street, Somerset, Kentucky, 42501.
Thank you. If you will give me just a second to look over the account and see exactly what is going on, that will take just a moment.
Okay.
And I really do want to thank you for your patience. And I do want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I do want to make sure you do not recall authorizing the $5.74 for the entry into the contest for the generator.
No, I have no use for a generator. I live in an apartment.
Well, I do completely understand. Since you are stating that it was not you that did the contest, we will be reporting that to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Postal Inspector. I do just want you to be aware you can call back later if you want to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
I don't have any family members that live near me.
Well, I do completely understand. We can definitely get that filed as fraud for you, and as a courtesy, we will be refunding the account now, pending the investigation.
Okay.
If you'll give me just a moment to get that processed, that will take one moment. And I did get that processed for you, and you will see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And was there anything else I could assist you in?
No, that's it.
I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.